This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M. Everything Limestone Coast.
Good morning. With the latest Limestone Coast news, I'm Karcher Rose Moss. A Millicent man is set to appear in court after being pulled over by Limestone Coast police. Officers will allege the man returned a positive result to a breath test after stopping him on McRosty Street just after midnight September 1st. Police have reported the 30-year-old for exceeding the prescribed concentration of alcohol. He has been issued with a six-month immediate loss of licence. Mount Gambier MP Troy Bell is celebrating this week after his proposed Petroleum and Geothermal Energy Amendment Bill 2018 passed through the lower house. The bill focuses on a decade-long ban on fracking in the southeast. The initiative garnered support from the Liberal Party, officers calling it a big win for industries across the Limestone Coast. The state budget has been handed down with winners and losers across the state. Kalangadoo War Memorial Park and Community Sports Club had applied for $313,000 worth of funding under a $24 million grant program, but have been left devastated when it was revealed the program had been scrapped. Deputy Leader of the Opposition in Legislative Council, Claire Scriven, says she has met with the group. Deputy Leader of the Opposition in the Legislative Council, Claire Scriven, says it's unfortunate.
So the state budget was handed down yesterday, and whilst there are some things that we welcome in the southeast, there are a number of things that haven't been honoured. So increased services to the Millicent Hospital is one thing that is not in the budget. And also a number of smoke and mirrors, if you like, things that have just been tricky.
And Limestone Coast producers are being urged to make sure this year's grain harvest is injury-free, off the back of new data from SafeWork Australia. SafeWork SA are reminding farmers to manage the risks and hazards of their work by ensuring equipment is well maintained. Workers are trained and rest breaks are in place. Now to sport. Hatherley have their netball side geared up for a win this weekend. All grades hitting the court for the preliminary finals of the Mid-Southeastern Netball Association's 2018 comp. The A-grade team will take on Tantanoola. Kalangadoo and Kongarong will face off in the reserve comp, Kalangadoo taking on Glencoe in the B-grade. Right across the region, that's the latest update for your Limestone Coast news and sport.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.